Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hello, Dr. Atolabe.
Hello, greetings.
How you doing, Doc?
I praise the Lord. I'm doing very well.
Hallelujah. Great to hear that. Now, we're talking about a rather interesting thought here. How diet affects mental health. Wow. I actually did not know that diet can have effects on the mental health. And by the way, if you're joining us and listening to the conversation with Dr. Atolabe, think about it. Your brain is always on. It takes care of your thoughts and movements and your breathing and heartbeat and senses, etc. It actually works hard 24/7, even while you're sleeping. Now, while we are aware of how our diets affect our physical health, many of us hardly ever consider how food affects our mental health. That includes me, by the way. So, Doc, before we talk about how food affects our mental health, let's start by talking about allergies and how that leads us to the conversation on mental health.
Yes, it's a good thing to talk about. It's very, very, very important. If I can overemphasize it, I sure will. Allergies are quite different and more serious than food sensitivity and food intolerance. We can play with all those two, although there's nothing to play with. If something is giving you disturbances and you are not having comfort, it's just as disturbing as anything. No little thing can be, oh, it's just a little sickness. Every sickness is just as bad. And then, of course, we mentioned as we were rounding up last week that food allergies is a more serious matter. And that is because food allergies involve immune response. You know, our immunity is the bodyguard of our entire human health. Immunity down, anything climbs on it, and that can lead to death. Whether quickly, whether slowly. All the major diseases that are killing, affecting life on earth involve lowering of immunity, except for accidents. Even in accident cases, if you have very high humidity, immunity, you respond to treatment very quickly. So to be in the best of health, we must have good immunity. But then our immunity begins to play on us sometimes. They overreact. They react to what they are not supposed to react to, if we can use that word. And then they give us problems. Something that is supposed to protect us is now giving us a lot of problems. And that is where we come to the issue of food allergies. How could it be that somebody will eat bananas and bananas will kill the person? That is ridiculous. And that's what immunity can do. The item, the nutrient, the chemicals in the nutrient enters the body and the immunity says, enemy, fight. No, it's food. But the immunity says, no, fight. And it can bring the body down very quickly. So that is the biggest thing about allergy. Reacting to things that apparently one should not react to, and the body is not supposed to fight. And it can be just anything. It can be spring and the flowers are just coming up beautiful and the pollens are just blowing anywhere and some people are dying for the fact that these pollen are just in the air. So that is allergy. And reactions of allergy, swelling, hives. And the worst part is this anaphylactic shock. That is the worst part of it.
Okay.
The throat can just close up very quickly, and it can happen within minutes.
My goodness.
So there is, there can be confusion with it. Did the person, did somebody poison the person? It may not be poison. It could just be allergy. So it's difficult to differentiate between the two when it happens like that. So the body is the one that decides this is a poison. So the person can have difficulty breathing, maybe just holding the throat or holding any portion of the body, the chest, and he's just trying to get air when there's plenty of air and he's not able to breathe properly. It's a serious problem. So within minutes, into seconds, within hours, the person must have immediate help. And some who already know what they're allergic to or who already have allergy, they carry their little shots with them. So they have the symptoms, they give the shot, the epinephrine, and the body will start behaving, if we can use that word. Mm. So it's a very serious problem. And natural healthcare, they deal with allergy. When we identify what is the allergen, then we stop eating it, or we stop going there, we stop being near what it is that is causing the allergy. And then having somebody who is intelligent in natural healthcare begin to clean out the body by, first of all, getting rid of almost everything, mm-hmm. and then begin to put in the common foods that definitely have been found that nobody reacts to. And that has been with lots of evidence of care over time that has shown that, yes, they are don't react to it, and then begin to give the food or the item that is causing the allergy into the body a little at a time, and allow the immunity to correct itself and say, this is okay. This can be accepted and so forth, and then eventually. So it takes time for this to happen. But we need to mention before we run off this topic that there are some common things that can be allergic to people generally. Generally, many not. So if we are having maybe new persons coming into our home or people that we don't know, we need to let them know. There is peanuts, there is pistachio, there is almond or whatever in this food so that they know. Mm. Perchance, they have allergy to it, they leave it alone. Shellfish, another food that very, very many people react to it. And you know the interesting thing, the Bible says we should not eat it.
Yeah. I was even amazed when you mentioning it, yeah.
But some people eat it. I will still need to help them because they will react. I had a co-worker who used to react to shellfish, and she would still go and eat it anyway. Then she would take her allergy medications because it's just special delicacy, I tell you. But some insect things like bites or bees, things and so on, some people can have allergic reactions, even medications. When we were in the hospital, they have to let us know which gloves are latex, because some people react seriously allergic reaction to latex. So we need to know sometimes what are the things that generally people are allergic to. Even if generally for me, knowing that I don't have an allergy to latex, but well, because others have allergies to it and I have option to choose, I would choose the one that is not allergic. I would choose the gloves that is not known to have such allergic reaction. So it's an important thing that we need to be aware of. And there are some other things that can trigger allergy that maybe we are not allergic to before, then we can have such an allergic reaction.
Beautiful.
So excuse me.
I tell you.
It's a mouthful, isn't it?
It's a mouthful, but it's very important. Yeah.
I'm sorry, coughing into the mic.
No, that's all right.
The point I thought about it, how certain foods affect our mental health. And then I thought about it. Allergy usually is caused by eating certain foods. And as I tried to look up materials, allergy and mental health, I found so much information that, yes. And I said, well, look at it. Which health problem does not affect our mental health? And that is when we realize that mental health is a person's overall emotional, psychological, social well-being. It's a complex concept. It affects everything, how we think, how we feel, behave, and how we handle stress, relate to others, and make choices. So mental health is very important at every stage of life. Even before the baby is born, interesting, the mental health is already being developed. One important thing I would like our listeners to realize is that this is an area that If you want to look into it a little bit more closely, there is a gentleman by the name of Neil Nedley, Dr. Neil Nedley. Mm. That is just his special area, brain health. You said it. How do we do without our brain? That is life.
Yeah.
That is what controls everything. And to now know or to pay attention, that's the way I would say it, to the fact that some foods are good for our brain and others are not.
Mm.
So it's not everything that we eat that is good for our brain. And there are some things we need to eat that is absolutely necessary for the good development of our brain that if we don't eat them, we miss out.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are quite a lot of them. There are certain foods that are referred to as essential, having essential nutrients. Let me put it that way.
Mm.
They have these critical nutrients. We must eat them. And that's why they are referred to as essential nutrients. If we don't eat them, our bodies cannot manufacture them.
Mm.
We must eat them in food. And that tells me very clearly that when we look at the world today and how mental health issues are becoming more and more important and looked at, and at the same time, I see our food more and more being affected one way or the other.
Mm.
I cannot blame science because science has given us a lot of wonderful things, especially food science. But we are having problems with over-processing our food. We're having so many engineered foods that many times in an attempt to get this food ready for us, the engineering has removed a lot of the essential nutrients by making it nice and good looking, especially.
Mm.
But more importantly, by being able to package them, keep them from deteriorating, from spoiling until we are ready to eat them. But then many times they are good looking, they taste wonderful to our taste buds, but they may be lacking the essential nutrients. One, because our time runs away very quickly, I don't know why. Omega 3.
Oh, yes.
This is one that many people, they understand. Oh, I need omega 3.
Yes.
And they associate omega 3 with fish.
Mm.
But as I studied the work of Neil Lessing, he said, fish do not and cannot make omega 3.
Oh.
So why do we go to the fish to get our omega 3?
Oh. Is that so?
Yes, it's so because the fish cannot manufacture it, just like we also cannot manufacture it. So the fish is the plants that give the fish the omega 3.
I'm surprised. Okay.
So what should we do? The best thing that we should do is to take it from the original source.
Mm.
And they are not hard to find. Flaxseed. Oh, yeah. Some people say they've never heard of chia seed, but it's getting more and more common. People are knowing it more and more.
You talk about chia seeds.
Chia seeds, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Flaxseed.
Flaxseed, yes.
Tofu. All green vegetables loaded with omega-3.
Wow.
Especially vegetables like spinach and kale.
Mm.
Knowledge. They said it's important, and I agree with it all my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we are being deceived by some information, like the fish oil. Yes, the omega-3 is in the fish oil, but Dr. Neil Nedley is even saying that we may not even be able to get it into our own body. We need to eat it from the plant source itself in order to have it transported to our brain. And before this time goes away very quickly, I would like to mention one very important thing, what Dr. Nedley described as the crossing of the blood-brain barrier. No large molecules can cross the brain to reach into the brain because those molecules, they are too large, and it's for the protection of our brain. Yet, if we don't have it in the brain, we lack the mental health that is needed, and it affects us negatively. Neurotransmitters, they must be protected in the brain. Serotonin, dopamine, epinephrine. Mm-hmm. He said very clearly to my conviction that tryptophan is necessary to carry these neurotransmitters into the brain. Without us eating enough carbs, carbohydrates, we will not get this carrier, the tryptophan, to carry this food into the brain. So when the world is shouting, no carb, no carb, no carb, it's dangerous. Animal products like meat and fish and all the rest, they do not have enough carbohydrate to take the essential nutrients, the neurotransmitters, into the brain for our brain to benefit from these foods that we eat.
Mm.
So we must pay attention more to plant sources. That's the emphasis. Plant sources to get the nutrients that we need for brain health.
Mm.
So when we are looking at a healthy breakfast, for instance,
mm-hmm.
rushing out of the house with a bowl of milk and colorful, dry morning cereals, it's not the best for our brain.
Mm.
So when we are going to school in the morning, when we are going to work in the morning, it's not the best for our brain health. So if I miss anything today, we'll pick it up next week by God's grace.
Mm-mm.
But it's important to keep this in mind, that we need to eat the seeds, some nuts, the carb, the carbohydrate, to enable the food that we eat that has the essential nutrient, like the vegetables
mm-hmm.
that we must eat, like the legumes, like the greens and so forth, they must be packaged with the food with carbohydrates.
Mm.
I want to emphasize that so that we know that it's not something difficult to get the food that is good for the brain.
Yeah.
So if we eat eggs, a lot of eggs, and say, yeah, I must eat 4 eggs a week or 5 eggs a week. That does not nourish the brain.
Mm.
It does not give the good nutrients that the brain must have in order to function properly.
Mm.
But to see, it's not just the functioning of the brain in terms of being able to cope with our mental work, in terms of arithmetic and physics and our jobs every day and so forth. Our brain is the one that will help us to think right in every circumstances, to make the right choices, to be able to sleep, to be able to cope generally with life. So if our brain is not having the right nutrient, and it's not, even if we eat all this, oh, this food is good and so forth, and the blood-brain barrier is not going to allow these large molecules from this plant, from these animal sources, pardon me, to take the food to the brain to allow the neurons that are going to trigger and fire. And you know, there is electricity in our brain.
Mm.
In order for this electricity to work properly, it is these carbs in our plant foods that will take the nutrients, the essential nutrients from our pumpkin seeds, from our tofu,
mm-hmm.
from sesame seeds, from almonds, from green vegetables, from legumes and tubers and so forth, to the brain. These are the foods that will give the brain good health.
Beautiful.
Have I overemphasized it?
Well, you've emphasized it sufficiently, Doc. But before I let you go, we literally almost all our time is literally used up. But there's a question that's coming, you know, on the line. It says, "Are all carbs created equally, though?"
They are as protein, as fatty acids, created differently. One will have high content of certain type of nutrients or essential nutrients. Others will have a lower. For instance, if you want complete protein and have the 8 essential amino acids, if you eat rice and beans, it becomes complete. But if you eat rice alone, it's not good enough. Mm. Or beans alone, it's not good enough. So that is an example. We need to know how to combine all of these plant foods, all these carbs, in such a way that they become whole.
Yeah. Well, Doc, we are going to be continuing with this conversation next week, same time and same place. We really didn't, get into some of the questions I wanted to put to you. For instance, mood disorders, can it be one of the reasons for one's diet? And of course, how can we improve mental disorders with diet? It's, and how much time we should give to try and improve diet before we can actually give up and say, no, it's not working. And all of those questions. So we probably will have time to attend to them next week.
Thank you, Chris.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Be good.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.